This is the last lesson that revolves around the Old Testament. And if there's one thing that's clear from beginning to the end of the Old Testament is people do not deserve the love of God. Even those who he's shown the most love to, the people of Israel, they keep rebelling, they keep turning aside from him to false gods. And it's, again, a mirror of ourselves. We all have this tendency to even to run from the God who loves us most, or run from the God who knows what is best for us. So that's clear all throughout the Old Testament. But at the same time, overriding that, God is still faithful to faithless people and unfaithful people. He's made covenant promises that he keeps. And that's what sustains our relationship with him. Our relationship with him is sustained by his faithfulness to us, more than it is by any stretch, by our faithfulness to him.
Yeah, even when the people were disobedient and there was a consequence to their disobedience, and they're in exile, as you saw in the lesson, but God still had made a covenant, and he was going to keep that covenant. It's like what Paul tells Timothy, because it is a trustworthy statement, and at the end he says, even if we're faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Mm. Like, God is going to be faithful regardless of our actions. And that's what you see all through. You're right. All through the Old Testament. Man, but they were unfaithful. Man, but they did this. Man, God showed them all this. And in some ways, that should be a comfort to us, because sometimes we just feel like, man, okay, this one, there's no way he'll forgive me now. But he does say, he goes, look, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So it's a time to really soak in again that faithfulness of God.
And to apply this in this disciple-making relationship that you've got with another person, another group of people, disciple-making is messy, painful. It's walking with somebody or some other people through struggles with sin, through struggles with suffering in this life. So that it's not easy. It's not cut and dry. And if it has been in the journey to this point, then you probably have missed the point. Like, this is why, as we share life with each other, we walk through all kinds of struggles with sin and suffering. But the beauty is the promises of God, the faithfulness of God are what sustain throughout that whole picture. So you might even pause at this point in some time with the people you're discipling and just say, let's praise God for his faithfulness to us. Or let's talk about it. Even let's go back to areas of sin we're struggling with, or areas of suffering even that we're walking through in our lives, things that we're really wrestling with. And let's just go, what are the promises that God has given to us to overcome these struggles with sin? What are the promises that God's given to us to comfort us in the middle of suffering, just to bring those to life in the hearts of the people that you're discipling, pointing them to the faithfulness of God. And this is what sustains us as disciples.
Yeah, it's his restoration of us. You know, just like he's like, no, Israel, I'm not done with you. You know, I'm going to restore you. In the same way, for people to understand, this relationship can be restored despite what they've done. You know, because at this length in time, you know, you've been with this person for a while, and they've probably gone through some things and felt the guilt over that, and it's to restore that. But the other thing, I like what you pointed out, that, I mean, we're supposed to represent God. And we see the way that he restores and forgives. And chances are at this point in your relationship with the people you're discipling, you've probably been offended. You know, when you're supposed to get that, it's so good to understand God's forgiveness. You have to get it and receive it so that you can become that person. You got a clear picture. Okay, this is what God does for me. This is what he's forgiven me of. And so even though, you know, these people have offended me, that's okay. I see what God's done. I see how he's been faithful. And even there were consequences, got messed up, but he restored me, and I'm going to do the same thing for you.
I'm going to believe in God's grace in you, and to not give up on people we're discipling.